Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a gentleman I call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same quarter, two different quarterbacks, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, star of Hunter, the star of Land's End, which is now on Tubi. They're advertising like crazy. You got to watch Land's End. I'm talking about the one and only person that adjusts his headphone level constantly on the show. Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, welcome to your show.
Yeah, I'm adjusted. I'm ready to go. And, you know, coming in today, you know, as I do, I drive very carefully on the freeways. And when I came in, I anticipated a nice candy bowl of Halloween candy.
And did you see that?
On the front entryway. And I've been out there for about 15 minutes. I got a Snickers. I've got my Snickers right here. So if you hear me smacking my lips, you'll know that I'm just writhing.
You know, management
in ecstasy.
Here, management at the network here at CRN is a little perturbed with you. They love you. You're a wonderful, fun guy. But apparently they go to great expense to bring these large size sticker bars into the studio to keep the staff happy. And you, Fred, which you've just done, you grab handfuls of these. And then, like, just before the show, you threw one at me and said, hey, here's one. I said, thank you. And then I realized it says stamped on the back, compliments of CRN. But this came from you, so I'm crediting you.
Indulge at any time because I am.
Thank you. Can we eat them during the show?
Yes.
Or do we have to share it with the whole audience?
No,
out
you don't
there?
Have to. You just can let them know in advance before you slug it in your mouth, and that you know you're celebrating the beginning. What I believe is the great American tradition. Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas is coming up.
Snickers
New Year's
Sunday.
Is coming up.
Snickers Sunday.
And Snickers Slam Dunk Sunday. You know, this is the
market you want.
This is is it basketball season yet?
Yes, it is basketball.
Hey, did the Lakers? I heard somebody.
They won their first game.
I heard
game.
Somebody putting flags on their windows now because
they got
the
those
Lakers,
flags.
They're 1-7.
That's good. They got the flags going. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we're here with you on Sports Byline on Sirius XM on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on video, too, for you. We're on Roku and Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com, Twitter and Twitch, Tiki Live. So check it all out, and we'll get to your comments. Go ahead and make a little note to us here. We'll get to you in Facebook Live. We've got more. We're just underway here, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone! Bravo!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get live 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 40% off the whole home security system named the best of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Oh boy, Reen's moving in there a little bit. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm in a particularly excitable mood, and I'm sorry I'm almost late for the show today, Fred. I got into the studio late, but I have my new friend, Juan. And Juan was introduced to me by our good friend, our mutual friend, Ron Beaton. You know, the Commandante, we call him Bauer because he's like Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
And so I say, you got to get the mechanic. He says, oh, yeah, I got a great mechanic. And apparently Juan not only is a mechanic, but he's a great handyman of all kinds. And I've had Roger Barkley from Bloman & Barkley, his 69 Cougar convertible in my garage. It hasn't started up for about a year because the fuel pump was bad. I know, the fuel pump was bad. I was working on it, and the gas was spewing all over the place. And so bought a fuel pump, didn't have a chance to put it on. I said, Juan, come on over here. He came in there, found out the fuel pump, it was actually a gift from my brother, was the right year that it was supposed to be, but the connections were different. There were two styles. So Juan got it, started it up, and the car is just humming right along there. And we're going to go for a little convertible ride, you and I.
What?
I said you and I are going to go for a little convertible ride in the 69 XR7 Cougar convertible.
How long has that car been sitting?
Only about a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I notice sometimes that when cars sit for a while, the inside of the gas lines get a little gummy.
Yes, you have to be ready to
get a little gummy.
And you get some gum out, and I'm going to put some Marvel Mystery Oil in there, and we're going to get things going. I'm working on this car now, and then when that's done, I'm going to go put together the last of the flatheads, the 1953 Mercury that I have, and going to get that thing rolling. I think it's got a bad valve, and it's the last of the flatheads. We'll get that thing fixed up.
So that was an Indian tribe, flatheads, up in Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, Dakotas. Flatheads.
You know, yeah, the flatheads. I have a flathead V8. The last of the 1954, they went overhead to valves.
53? You have a 53?
53. 1953, 5.3.
What would you want that for?
It's a great car, man. Three on the tree. It's a fabulous car.
But
and clutch.
You don't show outwardly that you enjoy these cars. You just have them in a garage covered with a rag.
I'm a very busy guy. Very busy. Here's the deal. When you have classic cars, you got to really work them. You know, and you know, our friend Art Astor, the late Art Astor, had like 200-plus cars.
We went to his place.
Every weekend he would drive three or four or five or ten of them around to keep them going.
Was,
Every weekend.
He was busy, wasn't he?
You and I were out to like lunching and going to games, whatever. He's driving these around, but he had just beautiful cars, and I'm going to get these back into good shape.
He would drive down the street, and as he would pass his wife standing out in front of his store, he'd say, "Honey, get the Buick ready. Get the Buick. I'll be right back."
That's correct. That is correct. So you and I, once I get these going, are going to give our listeners rides. We're going to have a car ride day, and we'll get people to come down, and we'll just take them around. You know, like a pony ride when you were a kid.
You charge money?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want to start off with a question and email that came in, because I think this is important.
Oh.
And this came to us from Pay Huff. And he says, "Mr. Dreyer, you seem to be a big baseball fan, so I'm curious. Why did you choose to play football rather than baseball? You might have been the second splendid splinter. Ted Williams was 6'3", and he, too, was a native Californian born in San Diego." So they're questioning this, and on this show, we've talked about this before. Fred, please.
What?
Tell our audience and the world that you started out as a baseball guy.
Well,
you
we talked about that.
Well, this guy doesn't know, so you got to explain.
Well, I started out as baseball.
Where'd you play? High school?
I played at Lawndale High School.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the Hawthorne Pony League.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to American Legion Ball.
Yep.
And then from there, hurt my arm, and then I got a workout. It was ironic. I hurt my elbow and in Pony League, and then oddly enough, as it were, I got a tryout with Marv Grissom, pitching coach for the Angels, and so I was over at Sawtelle Field.
Wow.
Pitching, chucking, as they say.
This is the minor league Angels, correct?
Yeah.
At the time, yeah.
No, it's the
regular Angels.
This is the regular Angels.
Like 62 on or whatever. Okay,
yeah.
So you tried out, and what happened at that tryout?
And my arm really hurt. He says, "Son," he can't call me son. He said, "Son, are you all right?" I said, "No." I said, I'll do what I can. He says, "All right, throw me a curveball." So I threw a curveball. He says, "What do you think?" I said, "I'm out of here. I'm going home."
Wow.
And my uncle Rule, the cop from Hawthorne, motorcycle cop, he said, "Well, yeah, just stay in there. Your arm will be all right." I said, "I can't. My arm is my." He really wanted me to play.
I wanted you. I would have said the same thing
to
you.
Baseball.
I said, "Fred, just come on. Let's ice it down. Come on to the house. Let's ice it down."
Well, I did do that.
That's good.
So anyway, the transition. When did the transition come from what? High
from
school,
baseball to football.
Of 17. 18, 19, 2 years passed, and I was just driving my girlfriend.
You were kind of in a funk, right? You were like goofing around and just
funk, but I did realize, well, wait a minute. I guess whatever sports aspirations I had have gone. I never even thought that I should go play football. I never
and
even
how
thought
did
about
it happen?
Well, I was down at Hermosa Beach,
yep.
And I saw some friends of mine, and I said, where's Luigi and where's all of our guys? What happened? He says, well, they're all at El Camino College for spring practice, football practice.
Luigi was one of your buddies?
Yeah, he was a guard.
Okay.
And then, so I said, I got to go down there and see these guys and what the hell are they doing? And they would rather put that uniform junk on rather than hang out with me here at the beach and surf.
Yeah.
So I got in the car and drove over, you know, straight down Manhattan Beach Boulevard, right into the parking lot at El Camino College. And I asked the guy, I said, "Hey, could you tell me where they're practicing?" And it was Bill Vincent, the defensive coach.
Oh, wow.
And he said, "Come over here for a second. I told you this part, didn't
I? Yeah, but the audience maybe has good.
So he says, "Come on over here." He says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm driving around. I'm doing this and that." And he says, "Well, come in here. I want to talk to you for a minute." So he takes me into the coach's office. And as I'm telling him that I'm driving my girlfriend around, you know, trying to, you know, be aggressive in all aspects of boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. He starts pulling these papers out. He says, "Sign here, sign there, and sign up there." So I signed it. I didn't even know what I was doing. And he says, "Okay, look, next Monday, we've got practice, and we got to check you out and put you in." put you in the football category and let the school know that we've got we're adding a person here, blah blah blah.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, I was out on a practice field with all this heavy equipment on, thinking, what have I done? What am I doing out here? And then the guy says, okay, line up over here. You're going to be a right end, so you're going to be right there.
Right there. They recognized that you had the talent. They said, you're going to be—
They didn't recognize anything because I hadn't done anything yet.
Okay.
You know, I was 6'5 and about 120.
Bad arm.
And my arm hurt like hell. God, my damn thing hurt for a long time. I got out of a lot of drills because
something else. Strapping. You were righty, huh? Big like dodge.
But here's what was really interesting. I had such indignation, you know, as a kid.
Right.
You know, it set the precedent for me to complain to coaches that I'm not doing stupid exercises.
Right.
I told John Madden. He says, "Here, I want you to do this exercise."
He was
that.
One of your coaches at San Diego.
Yeah, he was. He recruited me to San Diego State out of El Camino.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm not doing that exercise." He goes, "Hey, look, when I tell you to do something, I want you to do it." And I said, "I'm not doing that." And eventually, I did it and blew my knee out.
See. And so it was Madden a believer then that he decided that he knew what
care.
You
he says, well, you're a football player now. I don't know any football players that go forward in life that don't have a knee injury of some sort.
I could hear Madden eating a burger saying, if I tell you to do something, you're going to do it. I could just hear
He would eat, boy.
Would he?
Hell yeah.
Did you ever go to any meals with him like you and I go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What was his the meal of choice?
I love that spaghetti.
Yeah? Spaghetti. All right, we're going to take a break. We are going to get to your questions and comments. We got a lot to talk about here. Thank you, Payhoff. That was a great question. There you go, the
yes,
story of Fred.
Yes, thank you
Dreyer.
Very much. I appreciate that.
Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You know, Ron Say starts this weekend with us. He's going to be here with a show called We'll See About That. And former Dodger baseball player.
What's
called
name?
We'll See About That with Ron Say.
Why is it called that?
Because he's going to tell you, we'll see about that. So he's going to be his first guest, by the way. I think you outpulled him because you have me as your guest this week. He has Jaime Harin, who retired as the...
That's a good thing for Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime's a good guy. He's going to be on there. Anyway, so Jaime Harin is the Spanish voice for the Los Angeles Dodgers. What, 60-some-odd years he was doing, 63
not
years.
Not as much as Vinny, though, right?
No, not as much, but close.
Yep, close.
And so Ron was telling me a story because we were talking a little bit about, you know, watching the World Series. And we were talking about the same thing that annoys you annoys him. Mm-hmm. And that is the announcers sometimes. He says the way that they just carry on. And he says, you know, he says as a third baseman or second or whatever, you got to pick that ball up and you got to throw it over and get it to the base. And sometimes when it bounces or whatever, they say, oh, you know, so-and-so at first base, Garvey saved that throw, you know, and saved him an error on that one. And so he told me this story. He said that Davey Concepcion, the world famous big red machine shortstop, he says sometimes when you get a ball, you got to get the ball, and sometimes you got to spin around before you can throw it because it just you can't turn back. And so Davey played on AstroTurf. You're gonna love this story. And he would develop a bounce throw where he'd throw it and it would bounce to the first baseman.
Take off.
Yeah, no, it would bounce right to him because he said, Ron said that usually they were taught that you throw the ball low because if you throw it high, it sails over the guy's head and then nothing happens there. And so Davey would do that throw. And so Ron said that when he would warm up, he'd throw the ball to the first base guy, right, or whatever he had to do. But when he would throw it back to the guy that was hitting the fungos for them to catch it, he'd bounce it to him to make sure that he had that throw as well. Interesting story.
Well, you're on artificial surface. I'd like to talk to him about this.
You're on
an artificial surface, mm-hmm. and you have to adjust many things. Mm-hmm. And I know in football and probably baseball, too, because you got something coming at you that very fast. So you have to make the corrections as you see fit. And there's a lot of people that look at the way a third baseman or a second baseman or an infielder, shortstop, would throw on AstroTurf. And a lot of that isn't, well, gee, he almost threw it away. Well, a lot of that is purposeful. A lot of that is what the third baseman or the infielder needs to do to get the ball out of his hand.
Correct. That's what he's saying, and that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
And you're an old baseball guy. So let's go, if we can, here to the old question machine here, Facebook Live. And we've got James here who says, hello to Fred and Mike. He says he's from Glendale, Arizona. He says, Fred, and I did not realize this, he says, I'm sorry to hear of the passing of your former teammate, Mike Fanning of the Rams.
Yeah, Mike passed away Sunday. The cause of death has not been released by the family. I don't know anything else other than that. We'll wait to see. Jack Youngblood called me last night, and we talked for about an hour. The one thing we kept coming up with is... we counted off like 9 of our teammates that are gone now.
Wow.
And it's not, it's one thing, to talk about somebody and to revere their friendship and their professionalism, as we do. But it's just also so painful to start, you know, you got to keep track of who's here, who isn't.
That's right.
And it's not, it's like anything in life, you know, it's not easy. It's tough. This life is tough, and leaving it makes it a lot tougher on the people that knew you when you were young.
That's it. So sorry for the passing.
So we're just terribly sorry. And I'll tell the story, you know, here if we have time at the end of the show, you know, about the Andy Warhol, which is a classic story that people always ask me. You know, I did Robert Clapper, Dr. Clapper's show, and that got the award for best funniest show.
Really?
Best funniest.
Well, tell the story now. We got time.
You got
here.
Some time?
Yeah, you got over 5 minutes.
I'm going to, I'm in New York. We're playing the Giants at East Rutherford Stadium.
Yep.
I walk out of my room down to the lobby, hop in a cab, and Mike Fanning is standing there. He says, "Hey, where are you guys going?" And we had just gotten into town, and I said, "Well, I want to get in the cab, so let's go." So he said, What are you doing? Where are you going?" I said, I've got a lunch date set up." And with me was the TV producer of the show, was Bob Stenner. And we get in the car and zoom through it. We take the Midtown Tunnel, and we come up on over on 7th Street, 7th and 8th Avenue, to Quo Vadis Restaurant. And it's a nice little restaurant there. We come in, and there's Andy Warhol, Susan Blonde, one of his friends, and there's like a table of 10, and there's 10 people seated at the table. So we have a real nice time, and Mike... When I said, "Andy, this is my good friend, teammate, Mike Fanning," he went, "Oh my God, you're so tall," and the guy that was with him,
yeah,
there was another guy with him that was really out in terms of his homosexuality. He says, "Have you always been this tall?" You know, Mike was terribly threatened. You know, this is in 19. Like 1978,
right.
I think it was, and I said, "Yeah, that's right, Mike. He's always been this tall," and so we had dinner, we had lunch, we laughed it up, and had a good time, and
yep.
And Mike was taking everything, and he was looking across at him. There's a guy staring at him, was staring right at him the whole time. Said, "Gosh, how many salads have you eaten today?" And he in front of Mike was a stack of tiny little salad plates.
So they had these little tiny servings.
Yes, he had 13 plates stacked up 13. In front of him. And I said, "Well, he's a big boy. He needs to eat."
Yeah.
And so what we did is we had a very nice time, and I offered Andy tickets to the game. And I had tickets, extra tickets. He says, "Oh, no, I could never do that." And we now walk outside, and everybody kind of goes out towards the street, 7th Street, 7th Avenue, to get lined up for a cab, because there's about 4 or 5 people going back to the hotel in Jersey. So I walk with Andy down the street where his limousine's parked. And so I said, "Look, Andy, I really appreciate it. Good to see you. I really appreciate it." And he says, "Let me know, and next time I come back, you know, I'll come by your studio, and we'll laugh it up. We'll go to lunch." And he says, "Okay, that'd be fine. That'd be really wonderful. It's great to see you." And so he gets in the limo, shuts the door. Guy gets behind the wheel and takes off.
You were friends with Andy Warhol, right? You became good friends, huh? I mean, you
what do you think this is about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just wanted to, you know, I mean, obviously when you get to town.
What kind of a question? So... Okay, Andy, I'll see you, you know, whoever you are.
So let's go to another question here on the question
and
line.
By the way, let me tell you something, folks. Don't discount my stories, you know.
Now,
he's saying I tell them because they're worth telling for various reasons.
Nikki is saying, "Hello, hope your Halloween wasn't too spooky," and she's saying hello from Nebraska. We got Bernard saying, "Hello, Fred and Mike." He's from Ottawa, as we know. He's a regular listener. He says, "Happy 7 Yards anniversary." He says, "43 years ago, on November 4th, 1979, at the Kingdome Fred, was that your favorite stadium? He says your favorite stadium. The Rams.
No, it was not my favorite stadium.
Oh, okay.
It's like playing in a garage. It was like cement floors. What are we talking about?
The Rams held Seattle to an NFL record minus 7 yards in a 24-zip loss. Seattle quarterback Jim Zorn was sacked 6 times. Sorry about the recent passing of Mike Fanning, who was part of the defensive line on that team.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's a good memory there, too. Are you going to tell the story about...
No, I'm not telling any more stories.
You're not going to tell the Halloween story that you promised last week?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Ask Fred for stories, everybody. We're here in the Sports Lounge. We're on Facebook Live, and you can also email Fred, freddryer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer, and rather on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a break, come back with more. Stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge right here on CRN, the Competition Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. we offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Here with you, you can email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You can also get to us on our video feeds. One of them is Facebook Live, and you can make some comments there and talk to Fred and ask him some questions. I have another call here, or another question for you, Fred, and that is, let's see what they got. Kathy says, good afternoon. Cheryl is saying, digging out from 8 inches of snow in Alaska, but we'll stop long enough for
your
show.
North of us.
That's pretty good. James says, also on November 4th, 1979, you and the Rams went up to the Kingdome. He's talking about this in Seattle and did something that not even today's NFL will probably ever do, and that is the Rams held Seattle, as we mentioned before, to a total of -7 yards for the entire game, resulted in a shutout victory. Now, his question is, do you remember what Coach Ray Malavasi said to you after that game?
Well, he said a lot of things.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand.
Anything in particular?
I don't understand what he's looking for here.
I don't either, but that's his question.
He said things to me? Yeah. Everybody says, hey, congratulations. Hey, all right. I don't know. Sorry.
The coach would talk to you after the game sometimes and say things.
They talk to us all the time, like we talk around here, like you would at your job somewhere. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. If you got any more to talk to us about on that, James, we'll
try to tighten that up a little bit.
All right, Nikki says, Snickers are amazing. Bruce says, don't forget your ghost story, Fred, but apparently we won't hear it yet today.
No,
Bruce will try to do it again next week. Sharon says, hello, Fred and Mike. How are you? I'm fine. Fred, how are you doing?
I'm excellent.
Rachel says, hello, Mike and Fred. And says hello to us. Gay says, sweets to the sweets. Ann says, listening from Arizona, take care. And also she says, Mike, my first car was a 69 Cougar. Wish I still had it. Enjoy the ride. I worked at Ford for 35 years. Very good, Ann. That's when they made cars the way they were supposed to make them, I'll tell you.
Hey, listen, speaking of Cougars.
Yes.
A 1969 Mercury Cougar was purchased by me.
Really?
From Flatabo Ford in the Valley.
I mean, Ron Flatabo, the Flatabo. Yeah, yeah, Lincoln
Ron
Mercury.
Mercury.
Yeah.
And I purchased that for my mother.
Really?
After I signed my rookie contract.
What color?
It was green.
Green.
It was a real nice green with a black
top, Landau top.
With they call a Landau top, you know.
Was it kind of a light, sort of a yellowish green sort of, or was it a green-green?
It was a green-green.
I had like lighter yellow one with the black top, and then I had a girlfriend that hit the brakes in the first rain, and it spit into the corner and tweaked the rear end of the car, and it was totaled. And then I went to Roger Brown and said, you still got your Cougar? He says, yes, and it's for sale, and I bought it. And I had then the convertible. That's the one that I have now.
So you had two Cougars.
I had two Cougars. I love that Cougar, that one that I, you know, all of them are great. I love them. Good cars.
So you have them at your house?
Well, no, the other one was total. I couldn't drive it anymore.
It was totaled.
Totaled, yeah, because she hit the curb and just tweaked and bent the frame, and then it was done. Once they tweaked the frame.
Who you let drive your car?
My girlfriend.
What the hell was she
drunk?
Ever
let your girlfriend ever drive a car?
Of course,
the first
all the time.
Rain, and she hit the brakes, and it skidded around a little bit.
Oh,
you know, obviously, I wasn't happy about it, but what can you do?
Did you punish her?
No.
You didn't?
I did not. She didn't drive my cars
anymore.
You
had an opportunity to dole out
could not do it.
Specific punishment?
Could not do the punishment.
You did not?
No.
You are lacking as a boyfriend.
You have it, see? No, let's go back to
you
the
You got
to
take her off to the side and whisper in her ear, you know, the consequences of screwing up your Mercury.
Chris says, how many more seasons do you think Tom Brady has in him to continue to play football?
Who?
Tom Brady.
No, me? Is that
No. That's a question for you. How many seasons do you think Tom Brady has left?
Seasons? He's had a tough time finishing this one.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this last week, but you mentioned that Aaron Rodgers having problems. We talked Tom Brady. I'm telling you, it's all women. Tom Brady's going through that divorce. Aaron Rodgers got that girlfriend.
Again, we can chat about women. I mean, after all, look at what's on this page right here.
Let's go to that right now.
So wait a minute. So the upshot of a Tom Brady is, I always look at after the big explosion. Tom leaves the team, goes home. His wife hits him in the head with a skillet, files for a divorce. The kids are upset. Everybody's upset, and it's very embarrassing. And the teammates are asked to be quiet. Don't say anything. You know, there wasn't a lot of coverage. It's not like a big deal out of it. And if Tom can handle it, then we as teammates can handle it. So let's just move on and try to get these games in the can. So what's happened is he's drawn, he's upset, he doesn't give his full time, his full attention like he likes to do to the game. He has to study. He's by himself a lot, thinking about himself. How many times do you think he's been in his study room and had to turn the projector off and the tape machine off? And sob a couple of sorrowful tears. I would imagine quite a bit. So how long do you want to have to do that? How long do you want to have to get up and look forward to going to practice, practicing, and then coming home and watching tape till midnight, 2 o'clock?
Well, he did make a statement. He says, it's a terrible thing to go through these kind of personal problems. But he said, then there's the work ethic. I think, it's not just him. The whole team is collapsing down. There's balls being dropped left and right, and there's just some things going on. They got to get that Tampa Bay team back together here a little bit. It's a little loose.
Well, that's the whole point of this, So if can he do that, or is it best for him to leave in order for them to start over again?
We'll see in the next couple of games.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I think if he can come back and pull it together, I think they'll be okay. They got 10 games left?
Yeah, they're still in the running there. They get this. Everybody's kind of like 4-4 and something. Now, we have our fan mail. Comes to Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. And Pamela has sent along. She's kind of our photographer on the show. She said...
She does a great job, by the way.
She does
Pamela
a great
Johnson.
Job.
Thank you, Pam.
And she says she's sharing Hunter photos 1984 to 2003 of your lovely leading ladies. Now, the first one she sends is this one here of you and Stephanie Kramer, September 84 through May 1990. Stephanie, of course, is the famous D.D. McCall.
Now... I'll comment on each photograph.
Please.
Because they're worthy of commenting.
Okay.
She had a quality of glamour, the right amount of toughness not to bleed into the glamour, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And she had competence of when you saw her interact with me or anybody else, for a matter of fact, but for me, you could see that she was quite capable, if she had to.
She could handle you.
Do it herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly? Is that right?
I think you're right.
I mean, the show is a partnership, and that was the partnership, and you can tell by looking at her stance what she thinks about her ability to do the job.
Now, there's Darlene Flugel.
Yes.
And, Darlene was September of 90 through January of 91 as Joanne Molinsky. Was it Molinsky?
Yeah, Molinsky, that's right.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
So was she your new partner after Stephanie left?
After Stephanie left, we decided, I made this choice. The network went along with it. Steve Cannell went along with it. What I was disappointed in is I thought, what you see here in her magnetism as an individual, it could never get harnessed and presented on the screen.
Plus, it's tough to follow D.D.
Well,
McCall.
Again, here's what my concern was. I told them Stephanie's left. Mm-hmm. In essence, we've divorced, like Tom and Gazelle.
Right.
Right. So I said, what we don't want to do is rush in and tell the world-viewing audience. Hey, forget about Stephanie. She was here 6 years. That's fine. But we're gonna make it up for you, and we're gonna get somebody here that's gonna make you forget about her. And that put Darlan in a tough position to make. It wasn't fair. I think about that every once in a while, especially when I see her photograph.
Darlan Flugel,
she was very sweet, and she was professional, and it didn't come across like we thought it would, and we did what we could do, you know.
All right, now we have from January of 91 through April of 91, Lauren Lane was Chris Novak.
Yes. Where is she? Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
Right. She was good. You can see Stephanie. You can see that the network wanted Stephanie and me to be boyfriend, girlfriend. Then when Stephanie left, then we could see Flugel. Flugel was utilitarian. She wasn't romantic with me.
Okay.
Then when she left, they went back to the idea we have to have romance in the show.
So then we went.
And she's romantic. Look at her.
Yeah. And so you go back to Lauren Lane.
So we went to Lauren, and she was great, but she wasn't. I don't think she translated. It's my opinion. I don't think she translated that well into a street cop.
And then you had is it Beth Toussaint from April?
Toussaint.
Yeah. She was in April of 1995. Everyone Walks in L.A.
She did a couple.
And she was in the movie as Vicky Sherry. And
she was my girlfriend.
She was your girlfriend in the movie.
In this. And
yeah.
She gets killed.
She gets killed?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, boy.
I kept telling everybody, why do you have to kill her? Well, the network, killing somebody doesn't, you know, it ends it, you know. There's a lot here we could mine out if you just think about it. But she was great. I remember how color, the shading of her skin and stuff. She was a beauty. She was great, good actress.
That's Beth Toussaint. And then Stephanie Kramer good. Back again in 2002, 2003. She returned as Dee Dee McCall in two movies, Return to Justice, Back in Force, plus five episodes of a reboot. Only three were broadcast. We got two lost episodes somewhere?
No, they're not lost. They're
okay.
They decided. This was Jeff Zucker, you know, this brain, you know. I went to Jeff Zucker and I said, "Look, Jeff, since Hunter was canceled at the end of the '91 shooting season, no network has claimed the time slot from 10 to 11 on Saturday night, and it's still the case, you know, 25 years later."
Absolutely. Still, they just throw away Saturday night.
I would complain. I said, you know, let's make an effort. Okay, I'll give you five episodes to find the show. I said, oh, thanks. So we took them. We did three of them, and we shot them in San Diego. And it didn't work. There was a pall on the show. It was just, it was tattered and torn, and we tried to stick it back together. And I do honestly think the key to this series were the relationships with women, certainly with Stephanie, and then later on with Darlan. And I thought that Beth Toussaint should have been given an opportunity to be the girlfriend of Hunter.
We'll take a break, come back with some more comments here. This show is flying by. Last segment coming up. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Let's finish it off with a few more comments here. We got Shannon says, hi, Fred and Mike. What do you think of the Buffalo Bills this season? Just curious. What do you think? Buffalo Bills.
I think they're favored to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they're good. Sorry to hear of your loss of your friend. That's from Tony and
Mike
from
Fanning
Shannon.
Passed it, yes, yep. Yesterday.
Yeah. Lee says hi. Pamela says hi, Fred and Mike. Enjoy hearing your stories. We got
Thank
Shannon.
You. Thank you very much.
Fred Dreyer. Shannon is asking you to please say, works for me.
Works for me.
Tony, hi from Chatsworth. Diane says, Fred is really funny. Bruce says, oh, man, no shot today. And he says, Cheryl says that she read you used to eat 70 eggs a week and only
that's
chicken and veggies.
That's,
was that during your football days? It's not true. Okay.
It's not true.
All right. And then we got Tony wants to know if you still have that old orange car.
The old orange car?
Yeah.
Oh, the 46 Ford?
I guess.
That was orange.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You
have
do
that.
Not have that anymore. Shannon says she's talking, I guess, about your leading ladies. They're beautiful and still are.
They really are.
And Kathy says, "Who's your leading lady these days?" Ooh, personal question.
Well, I'm going to see that. I'm going to see all about that tomorrow at Dr. Watkins' office.
Rachel says, Stephanie Kramer.
I want to see Nancy.
And Fred Dreyer, she says, truly my favorites. Lauren says, Lauren was more like a school teacher, she said. Okay.
Lauren, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time here on the show. I'm telling
what
you,
happened,
blew by here today.
Yeah.
We got a new fan says, really like this show, watching Hunter on Z Living Channel. Great show. Being a former police officer, you're big with police officers, Fred, everywhere you go.
Yeah, I think we did a good job representing police officers.
I think you really did. 30 seconds, final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to see Dr. Watkins tomorrow, and I'm going to give Nancy a big hug for you.
For everybody out there or for me?
For you.
Oh, thanks, Fred. That's good. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Thanks for listening. Sorry to get to all your comments. We'll try to get more in for you next week here on the Sports Lounge. Check it all out at crntalk.com.